So this was, hi there, this was Sunday, May the 15th, and we just saw an exciting game with Pickering FC playing a man down for, well, all the entire second half at least. They held on and beat Grosopi 1-0. But I have the coach of Grosopi here, Andrew Suarez, and we're going to talk a bit, a few questions. So first we'll get his comments on today's game.
It wasn't a great game for us. You know, we controlled the game in possession wise, but didn't perform like we usually do.
Yeah, and like well, your guys put off like sabotage that couldn't get in the locker room for like 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, that could have played a factor, but at the same time, you know, they still had time to warm up and do all that stuff, right? So yes, we weren't in the change room on time because they didn't have one, but I think that, you know, and at the end of the day, we still got to perform and put the ball in the back of the net.
That's true, yeah. So your team has come into the league in 2020, COVID season, so you didn't get to play, and then you had a shortened season last year, and then this is your first full season. How has your team sort of built up from nothing to, you know, a full season now, playing in Milton?
I think we have a good crop of players, right? A balance between a little veteran players and players that are coming up. Unfortunately, today's game, we missed some of our key players, two of our main starters. But I think that, you know, overall, we're coming up. I think we're doing well. Today, we didn't get the results we wanted to, but hopefully next game on Wednesday, we get it.
Sure, yeah, midweek games, right. So I was asking, important to know how you got your players. Did they come from tryouts or just from other teams? Or?
Because I do coach a college.
Yeah.
Sheridan College. I do get a lot of players that played for me in the past that they come out and play for me again as a League One. And we did have players that we know all around the league that we knew that, you know, would love to come play for us. So they came across.
Yeah, and I was surprised that Ijah Holly disappeared from York. And I hadn't heard from him for 6 months. He's like one of my Twitter followers. And then here he is. How did he come to the team?
I knew Ijah for a long time, since he was 8, 9 years old. So when the opportunity came that he wasn't part of the CPL anymore, he came right to us.
All right. And he's got those two lookalike brothers that are that play at a younger age. And so, well, maybe someday. Be great triplets or three like the NHL, the Plager brothers. Let's see now, what's coming up?
We got London.
In these next 2 years, 2 years, is there's 22 teams, sort of top heavy. You know, so many teams in the league. Some are good, some are bad. But they're going to have a split. And so how important is it for your program, for Milton, for recruiting purposes and so on, that you guys survive this 12-10, this brand split, and keep in the top 12?
Yeah, it's very important. Of course, we want to be in top flight. We don't want to be knocked down. So all these points, you know, in games are very important. We do have a good pool of players coming in and out. From our reserve program to players around the league that do want to come over and play for us as well. But it's very important for us to stay on top of the first division.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right. And I guess I'll say thanks for that interview, and good luck as the season keeps going. Thank you.